Hello, and welcome to Soundcheck, a new program about issues, ideas, and people from Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. You can listen to Soundcheck online at our website, kcaw.org, or download Soundcheck as a podcast from the iTunes Store. I'm your host, Robert Woolsey. Improvements to downtown Sitka have been discussed before, usually in the context of cruise ship tourism. But cruise tourism has been on a 10-year decline in Sitka, and the conversation about downtown revitalization this time may have more to do with community than with commerce. Melissa Danville is a downtown retailer, and Monique Anderson is a landscape architect. Both became involved with the Revitalize Sitka effort after it was named a top priority at last fall's Community Health Summit. I started our conversation by asking Danville what was healthy about revitalizing downtown.
I just see many opportunities for us to give the community a better space for kids to come downtown and feel comfortable and for them to be with their friends. And, you know, that's healthy to be around other people and be supportive of your friends and your community.
You think people don't feel comfortable downtown?
Not as comfortable as they could. I think that there are things that we could be doing to promote people being downtown more than we are at the moment.
How about you, Monique? Do you feel a sense of comfort downtown, or is there something dysfunctional about the place?
Well, my area of expertise is certainly shaping the built environment. And when I do that, I look to make spaces visually attractive, appealing, inviting, and also really comfortable for people to be. And there are certain days downtown when you're walking in the rain and you're kind of dashing from covering to do your little errands. And perhaps there are things that we can do that just make it a little bit more all-weather comfort downtown. And also, I think that I do see mainly adults downtown. And I think Melissa might be right that we need to maybe rethink some of our spaces to encourage families to actually come down and be able to spend time. And maybe that's in the types of stores that we have. Kids react really well to food. We have a Harry Race Pharmacy, and I do see a lot of children going in and out of that for ice cream. But do we have the right places for people then to sit and eat their ice cream downtown as the mom has to go on and do a few errands, go down to the post office, or go to the bank to make a deposit?
Let's talk about that in a minute, about do we have the right kind of stores downtown. But was this kind of a natural fit for you, this whole idea? I mean, you wouldn't expect that a landscape architect or a land planner would get drawn in to an idea brought forward by a community health summit. Did they go out and recruit you, or did you hear about this in the paper or on the radio and become involved, or how exactly?
Yeah, well, I do pay attention to the Health Summit. They've had some tremendous success. It's a very impressive track record. So I heard this was the number one topic that everyone wanted to get around. And I feel I have some expertise in that area to kind of help the community. And I guess what attracted me also was Sitka is a close cousin to European towns. There's a lot of really nice aspects about our downtown. I think when you tell other Alaskans that you live in Sitka, people always say, oh, Sitka, what a beautiful place. I just love that town. So there already is a really good starting place. And then I also, when you do a bit of traveling around outside, there's also not a drain for our downtown within town. I guess we don't have the big Walmart that draws people out of the downtown core. We actually have viable businesses that attract year-round patronage, which is great. But that's not to say we can't do some things better. There's obviously the tourist influx in the summer, and are we providing all the right services for those people when they come and visit? But then I also think of downtowns as the canvas for life, and we have really wonderful parades that happen here. We have some great traditions. And I think through this Revitalize Sitka group, we planted a seed for what I think is more of a holiday season downtown. It was I think a lot of isolated things were happening, and this group really chose to try and tie those together and put up a central Christmas tree and started to do some programming around that. And I kind of see that there are some nice things to sort of do in the future for that. Perhaps a Tongass tree from the Forest Service. Associated with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, they bring the really well-known brass players. Perhaps we can have some downtown brass that happens during the holiday season, some things that can draw the whole family down.
And the tree lighting ceremony on the SJ campus, they resurrected that tradition, and that brings people down and kids running around everywhere.
That was great.
Yeah, they don't care when the lights come on. They're just running around.
Right, right.
This is kind of fun. How about you, Melissa? I mean, you could lay low behind your cash register there and not become involved in this process, but here you are. You're kind of sticking your neck out a little bit for this. And I realize you don't speak on behalf of all retailers, but why personally get involved in it?
Well, I moved here from Portland, and the community that I, or the small area of Portland that I lived in while I was there, sort of had the same idea and same goal. It was falling apart. People came together. It wasn't just business managers, business owners, property owners. It was a group of people that heard about the idea, came together with what they had, and great ideas came from it. And before you knew it, there were murals around, and there were different trees and bushes, and you did start to see more people bring their families around in downtown, and people would be in the shops, and then that brought new businesses. And I think I was there for 2 years, and it was pretty amazing what happened. And I've been here since 2005, and I just think that this is quite the place with the right people and the right volunteers and the right energy that we really can make a big difference downtown. I've seen a lot of business closing and a lot of people leaving, and I just think that we need to do something.
The right energy is an interesting choice of words, because I know that in the past, when this idea has kicked around a little bit, there's been pushback from the retail community. They really didn't want anybody messing around.
Well, and that is still, there are some people that still have that mentality, yes. And people are understanding that if you're not going to be part of the solution, you know, you're sort of being part of the problem. And it's, this health summit idea was perfect, because it's not just about money and it's not just about business. It's about a healthy community and bringing people downtown.
It's not just about summer cruise tourism.
No, it's not even really just about downtown. It's about Sitka as a community and supporting, being supportive of that and supporting of a healthy community.
And it's not unique to Sitka at all.
Oh, definitely not. I think if you look around what's happening nationally, if you just did a quick web search or as you travel, many people are talking about revitalizing their downtowns. And I think why that's important is we all need a place to come together as a community. And we have a few of those places here in Sitka, but maybe we don't think of them that way. We have this really lovely, newly remodeled Totem Park out here. And it's a, you know, a nice green open lawn that really can become quite a canvas for many things that happen down here. And other communities have done some interesting artistic programs. There's, you look at places that have done a big mural project, or they'll do something called Art on Parade, where they choose an emblem. Toronto was pretty famous for bringing in these great big urban moose and having local artists decorate it and businesses support it. And they could actually economically point to the amount of money that that program brought to the city. So other communities have mimicked that type of program for their downtown. Anchorage has the Salmon on Parade. So it's a potential for Sitka, maybe, if that's the right expression for us. But I still hearken back to, Sitka has a European flair. I mean, we have history here with our Russian heritage, and before that, this was a Tlingit community. And I really hope that the expression of downtown becomes authentic for who we are. And I think making it that way is, will make it be the place that people want to actually come and shop and dine and socialize and bring their children to see interesting things.
This is Soundcheck, a program about issues, ideas, and people in and around Sitka, which we're testing at this time. If you just tuned in expecting to hear the third broadcast of Raven News this morning, you can find that broadcast online at our website, kcaw.org. Monique Anderson is a landscape architect, and Melissa Danville, a downtown retailer. Both are involved with a group effort called Revitalize Sitka, which is trying to make Sitka a better experience, not just for visitors, but for everyone.
I think we're talking about many different elements, and they can take the form of physical changes. You know, maybe we do some slight changes to how traffic flows through here, or create little pocket parks throughout downtown. but it also is sort of the programmatic things that happen downtown, as well as the artistic displays within the shops, how they present themselves. And also, it's part ethic as well. You know, we as an island community need to support us, and, you know, supporting your local businesses is a part of that. But that alone would never encourage everyone to just shop here. There's many convenient other alternatives. But what would it take to actually bring your family downtown to shop? And it usually is a combination of many things to make that happen.
Have we just tilted too far in the retail community towards trying to appeal to a market that is not necessarily local?
I think that's part of it. I think that the stores that are and the merchants that are going to be downtown cannot solely exist on visitors and on tourism. I think we're past that point.
Is it an aspect of the conversation in the revitalization?
Oh, definitely. Group? Definitely.
I guess I'll point to, because I'm fairly new to Sitka, just been here two and a half years. I guess I noticed right away the store, The Cellar, in the summer for the tourists, they actually have a little tourist section. But in the wintertime, that becomes a section of the store that has more things that are attractive to locals. And so I see businesses sort of flex for that kind of summer influx.
I do think an important part of revitalization is people.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Finding places and stores that people gravitate to, ultimately, don't you think, Melissa, that will trump online shopping?
I hope so. I do. I do think that that will. You can see it downtown. I mean, people are, like Monique said, you know, that we have fantastic merchants and stores downtown. And you do see people and families walking around more and more. I think we're coming out of that slump.
More people are coming downtown, but there are more vacancies downtown. I mean, it's noticeable. You walk by the store by the American Legion, and Fairweather did a temporary operation at Christmas, but that's a huge hole. What do you think is going to happen there?
This is where the market kicks in. I think there's definitely a number of ideas out there in the community that people would support. And I'm not an expert in this, but, you know, it's sort of the demand and the market demand for what those things might be. But I'm hopeful that perhaps it's things that we as a community can support year-round rather than just a trinket shop that's only specialized for tourists. Many people have been saying a bagel place or artisan bakery.
Are rents too high downtown? I mean, is there a disincentive for innovative businesses to come in who might appeal to locals?
Well, I don't know that I can answer that with certainty, but it seems to me that that is part of the problem. If it wasn't a problem, there would be more local businesses that would be moving into the vacant storefronts that maybe, you know, are out the road. Or part one of the ideas at one of the revitalization meetings was to have someone contact the landowners and the vacant store owners and see if they would be willing to lower the rent so that a local business could come in that space and we could have locals and therefore, you know, continue to support our community and people that live here.
I think when we look at the fabric of downtown, mixed use is best. And when you look at places that thrive, generally there are mixed use. And we actually probably have some of the right ingredients here. We have civic buildings. Our city hall is located downtown. We actually have a postal substation downtown. We have banks. Then we have our kind of hangout places. We have the back door. We have the Larkspur, places where people can socialize. And then we have some pretty staunch businesses that provide services that I frequent all the time, you know, outdoor gear. We have our bookstore and places where I shop for gifts for lots of family members.
What about traffic in making a space more vibrant for people? This is an idea where people have put up some resistance in the past. How big a part of downtown revitalization planning do you think it will be, Monique?
There's been mention of lots of plans that have been done in the past, and I know there's been transportation studies. Things like, could we make Lincoln Street one way? Could that give up some space, take away space from cars, and actually make some more people spaces? If you look at other communities that have done this, you have probably one of the early examples in the U.S. is Pearl Street Mall in Boulder, Colorado, where they actually completely closed off a section of the street. And this was revolutionary for that time, and this was in the 70s. But if you go there today, they've actually expanded it probably 5 times what they originally blocked off. But that's probably not the right solution here. But I think we need to look at, can we make our traffic flow the way we want, but also create some of these things that we're also wanting, adding more greenery downtown, perhaps some pocket parks and points of refuge for people to sit and socialize. And I think maybe that we can find some medium ground.
Is traffic where that space is going to have to come from?
Well, if you look, our sidewalks are actually quite narrow. They're wide enough. They're probably between 5 to 8 foot. They do vary throughout the downtown. If you're wanting to create little outdoor seating areas or other sorts of pocket parks, you're going to have to take space away from where vehicles are currently.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing? How do you feel about the ability of people to drive and park close to Old Harbor Books, Melissa?
Well, I think if it was done in a correct way, it would be beneficial to everyone. I think there definitely needs to be areas for people that have disabilities and maybe can't walk as far to be able to park, but I don't think that everyone needs to be able to park 2 feet from the storefront or 5 feet from the storefront and be able to walk in. I think that if it was in the good of the community and did create these healthy spaces, that removing a few parking spots is a great idea.
Parallel to what we're doing in Revitalize Sitka is the walkable community group. And there are things that can be done to increase pedestrian connections to downtown. There are already some really good ones, but perhaps we can make those more palatable. We also have a high residential density in close to downtown too. And I know I run across people who are walking from their home to downtown all the time. And we have the Pioneer Home with a lot of residents that walk around town as well. So making sure that it's safe and attractive, well-lit, especially when we have winter darkness at a large majority of the time.
Is there something at the end of this for the revitalization group? You know, like there was a mural at the end of the Choose Respect group. There was a bike-friendly designation at the end of the bike-friendly group's goals 2 or 3 years ago. Is there something at the end of this for the revitalization group?
Kind of everything up to this point, we've been focusing on the holiday season, what we could do right now, real quickly, to generate some interest. I think that there will be some physical manifestation of some idea. Don't know quite yet what that's going to be. I think there's going to be a number of really great suggestions and ideas. And then I also think that there are some ongoing projects that are also kind of underway that will also help. There's the city's wayfinding project that they've been talking about for a number of years, the branding effort that's underway. So there's a number of things that are already ongoing and out there, and perhaps we all harness them together to really achieve what we're, you know, trying to do with a healthy, vibrant downtown.
Landscape architect Monique Anderson and retailer Melissa Danville are two of many people working with a group called Revitalize Sitka, which was organized last fall after the Sitka Health Summit named Downtown Revitalization as its number one goal for the year. You can learn more about this and the other goals of the Sitka Health Summit at our website, kcaw.org. Soundcheck is a new program about issues, ideas, and people from Raven Radio, KCAW, and Sitka, which we are testing in this time slot. If you were expecting to hear local news at this time, you can find that broadcast online at kcaw.org. We're very interested to know if it's still useful to listeners to broadcast local news 3 separate times in the morning. If you'd like to comment on that topic or on today's program, visit Soundcheck at our website, kcaw.org. You can also download Soundcheck as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. I'm Robert Woolsey. Thanks for listening in on Soundcheck.